In the early morning on Sunday, Alan Moore met up with a Yukon Quest trailbreaker as he drove his team down the meandering trail on Birch Creek.
I met him head on when I was running this morning. He said Brent had a bit of a problem, that I would probably catch him because he's still walking.
Brent says planned to camp, but he admits he also overslept.
I actually didn't set an alarm because I didn't want to get up too early. I wanted the dogs to... I didn't think I'd sleep for 10 hours, but I woke up at 5 hours and decided that I should keep letting them sleep. And then I thought I'd be kind of in and out, and obviously I wasn't. So it got a little long.
Sass left the circle checkpoint with a 10-hour lead on Moore, but by the time the two rolled into the checkpoint in Central, that lead had shrunk to only 2 hours.
It's a bummer that I let them, you know, get this close again after having such a huge lead. But the dogs are well rested, and you know, it's the race to the finish now. At least we got a race now, right? You've only been one. I don't know if I wanted it, but I got it now.
Alan Moore agrees.
All he has to do is falter just the least little bit now. I mean, the least little bit.
Howled with his dogs as they left Central. He had Eagle Summit on his mind. The nearly 3,700-foot summit is notorious. A steep pitch and nasty weather have ended races for even the most accomplished mushers. But Moore was happy to hear the forecast called for light wind and a clear sky.
Hopefully it stays, crossing fingers, because it can get bad up there quick.
The weather did stay calm as Brent Sass's team came racing into the checkpoint at mile 101 on the Steese Highway. He was still in first place.
Yeah, good. I'm a sweaty freaking mess.
Nice time. With the wet?
Oh, hot up there.
Nice work.
That was the most work I've had to do to get over that summit.
Really? But
yeah, it's a good thing I'm all tuned in on the whole snow hook dragging thing, so I'm helping other people. This time I had to give these guys a little budge. But they tried to kill me on the way into here, so
Sass says his team slowed climbing the summit, so he had to pull them up and over himself. Then they decided to race down the hill, dragging him over gravel and ice on the way. He parked for a few hours to dry his clothes and rest his dogs. He wasn't worried about Alan Moore's team behind him.
You know, he's not moving light speed either. So I'm pretty confident that he's going to lay a stake here for a little bit. And I bet he'll be sweaty too.
How was the summit, Alan?
It was the best I've ever seen it.
Yeah?
But yeah, it was perfect. Couldn't ask for a better summit. But I ran all the way up it.
Moore was sweaty, but he decided to blow through the checkpoint. He did take a moment to rummage through his drop bags.
I don't believe I brought in clothes. You know what that means.
What's that?
I'm going to be cold. Why didn't I bring any clothes for the...
In his long underwear, Brent Sass snuck out to take a look at his opponent's team while Moore was parked along the side of the trail. A few minutes later, he reappeared, dressed and moving quickly to prepare his dogs for the last major climb, Rosebud Summit, and the trail into Two Rivers.
All right, let's go, you guys. Hup, 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 hup. Murk, get up. Come on. Murk, Murk. Come on, Murk.
He took off 20 minutes behind Alan Moore. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing at mile 101.